Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hello, hello out there. I don't know if y'all hearing me, but the board is experiencing technical difficulties. Give me 1 minute, please. Another month, this year, before we know it, we'll be gone again. March the 3rd, 2014, you are now logged into the Breadman one-time show. Man, I thank y'all for calling back in this glorious Monday morning and being able to fellowship with one another, being able to air out some of the things we went through this weekend and be able to, for those promoters that are logged in and on here, be able to get out here and promote your shows and all that good stuff. Y'all know how the bread man get down. I'm going to give you an inspirational vitamin. Followed by that, we'll have a prayer and then a little treat for y'all this morning. And then we'll go into our grudge talk. And, you know, for y'all that, you know, got upcoming races, we'll get into all that. That we need to. With that being said, let me get started with this Monday morning's inspirational vitamin. Goes as such: be still and know that I am God. The Lord said to Job, will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Then Job answered the Lord, I am unworthy. How can I reply to you? You can read that at Job 40, 1 through 4. Job lost everything. He was left with a few words who tried to understand, a few friends, I apologize, who tried to understand what had happened to him. But they did not recognize God's external wisdom. God does not need to give us an explanation to any of us. His knowledge and might far surpass ours. We might never fully understand his ways, but we shall know enough of his loving nature to be able to trust him. Bring your difficult questions to God, but be careful that they don't become an excuse to blame him for your problem. God is righteous, and his actions and thoughts are far above our understanding. Let's go into prayer. Righteous God, I do not always understand the things that happen, but I am content in the knowledge that you have all the answers. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that you continue to bless us to gather this understanding. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that for those of us that are sick out there, that you heal us, O Heavenly Father. We want to thank you right now, O Heavenly Father, for those that were on the road traveling this weekend to these great racing venues. We want to ask that you allow them to enjoy themselves. We want to ask that they got home safely. We want to ask that they secure their households and family members throughout. If we have anyone on the line, O Heavenly Father, that has issues this morning with whatever it could be, take care of that issue, O Heavenly Father. We want to ask that you continue to allow us to grow together, move together, and continue to push one another in the right directions. We want to ask all these blessings and more in Jesus' name. We pray, amen, amen. Thank y'all this morning. Following that, I told y'all I had a little treat, something I want to start putting after our little prayer, something I wanted to start doing. Where is it here? Right after the prayer, we're going to go into it. There we go. Here we go. Stand by.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
Thank you, thank you. We are back. Hopefully that is that inspires someone to do the right thing throughout the week. You know what I mean? We are all faced with issues on our jobs or whatever we're going through in life, and I'm just wondering who's going to try to break something different. Who's going to try to break that chain of just being negative? Not to say that someone's on the phone that's negative, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean? All of us have something we can try to do better this week, and hopefully we can do it. With that being said, we're going to get into our grudge talk this morning. Man, I want to first I had some buddies of mine to go over to Battlefield Saturday. They got there Friday and came off the trailer, and the track wasn't what they thought it would be. They were locked in with eyes and them over there in Mississippi, and I just want to say big props out to the Jolly Rancher. Y'all showed up again and showed out. They were the ones, definitely, they got the small block car of the year, and we see why Grudge Inc. Awarded you that. You showed up and showed out. Want to thank those, the driver, Chick, the owner, Big Dave, and the crew chief, Aunt Bonnie and Scott Milner, those who helped with the car. Just want to thank everyone involved with that particular vehicle. I hope I didn't miss anyone, but hopefully they will be on later and we can talk to them where they're going to be at next and then get you know, find out what else is going on. Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is over there. Fat Tuesday this weekend. Y'all going over that way, y'all be safe. I don't know. It's that Mardi Gras is something to me. Every year it always seems like it's raining around that time. And I don't know, if you don't get over there Friday or Saturday, you just, it's just bad. I know that hopefully today they can get the event off because it's definitely it's a great event. A lot of people show up. That's right there on the right there in the west, Louisiana, Texas. I mean, a lot of folks, Mississippi. There's a lot of cars that can get over that way and really make that a great event. So I look forward to those guys getting over there and having fun. With that being said, let's move right along. Guy is not in, but if y'all have any questions regarding that, I can get someone on for you if you have any questions, if I can't answer them. But right now, if anyone have anything, any questions, they can hit the one button. And we can get you on in while all the lines are clear. There's a lot of folks on here. I'm sure y'all got something y'all want to break off into. But since I don't have anyone hitting the one button now, I want to go ahead and throw my question out there for the Monday morning. Oh, we do have a question. Just came in there. Let me get them in here. 813-0041. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How can I help you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What up, what up, what up? Bread Man, one time for your mind.
Yes, sir. For those of you who do not know this gentleman, this is the one and only Mr. Tip from, I would say, Tampa, Florida, down in that area. Mr. Tip, good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man Show.
Good morning, Brad, man. Thanks for that warm welcome. I ain't got no questions. I want to give congratulations to you and your family. Your son, man, second in the state in wrestling and the champions wrestling, third place. Hey, congratulations. God is good.
Yes, yes. And he lost that in the last 20 seconds. It was rough, but, you know, he did the best he could, and that was a long day down at the Dome, I tell you. I've never seen that many wrestlers in one place at one time. He got down there at 6 o'clock that morning, and I got down there at 11, and we didn't leave till roughly about 1 o'clock in the morning. So it was a long day. He had already wrestled twice before I got in there. And it was doing great. So thank you, Mr. Tip, for your congrats. And I look forward to continuing to definitely support and you know, go with this here. He looks like he wanna go to college doing it. So we're going to continue to do what we do, and hopefully I can get out there. For you, those of y'all that don't know it, my son wrestles in high school, and we travel a lot, and he's trying to make the junior wrestling team, Team Georgia. So, you know, we've been doing what we got to do. So if y'all don't see me to the track, that's where I'm going to be. So for those of y'all that don't know it. But, Mr. Tip, I'm glad that you're the first on the line. I can ask you my question, and everybody can listen in, and we can get Mr. Tip. You are on the hot seat. So with this being said, let me come on with the question. Mr. Tip, my question of this Monday morning, March, do you feel like if I'm getting ready to run a race and I do not have enough money to lock in for what a gentleman that I'm getting ready to run with wants to run for, and you walk up and say, "Bread, here is, if I say I'm going to run, he want to run me for $2,500. I only have five." And you walk up to me and say, "Hey, here's the other $2,000, Bread." Do you feel like if I win that race, do you feel like you should keep all the money that you won, or should you break me off something for winning that race for you? I just want to know what's your take on that.
My take on that is I think I should break you off something because of the fact that I stepped forward and entered into your domain as far as helping you lock the race in and run the race. If I'm taking that chance with my money and that's something that I decide to do on my own, because I like racing and because I have a good relationship with you. And
right.
I think at the end of the day, I think that we have to come to some kind of a conclusion of, I think that I shouldn't have to keep all of that money, because, you know, the driver has his car invested, he has his life invested in it so far, and it's gambling, and you gamble, and you take a chance. And I think it's only fair to, because all I have in it is money. I don't have the vehicle in it. So I think that the guy that's stepping up, help you lock in, he should understand that. And if not, don't help you lock in.
Right.
That's my take on it.
Well, that's a great observation. And, like I say, you know, I just feel, you know what I mean, what I'm going to do, I'm not going to say whether you're right or wrong. I'm just going to continue to allow us to get in here because the lines are opening enough for this discussion. And just hold near. Just go to mute, Mr. Tip. Let me go on down the line and open up a couple of these, and we'll see what goes on. We're going to hold this to the end, and then I give my take on that. Let me go ahead and get the one and only in here, 706-2292. Good morning. Your mic is hot.
Breadman, good morning, man. That was a good question, Breadman, but I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, the Godfather, folks. You have the Godfather. How you doing, dog?
Hey, what's up, Breadman? How you doing there, Mr. Tip?
How you doing, Breadman?
That's a good question, Brett, man, but I'm gonna answer it like this here. I'm gonna say it's a two-sworded question, Brett, man. Because for the first thing, like I said, if you want to run for $2,500 and you didn't have but $500, okay, if the guy didn't run you for $500, well, y'all probably win the race. Now on the other hand, if he did put up the other $2,000 for you, Brett, man, and then you did win, well, that's all well and good. But Brett, man, what if you had a loss? If you had a loss, then you wouldn't have had you and he wouldn't have had his. But on the same token, like Mr. Tip saying, it's gambling. It all depends on who it is. It all depends on who it is and what the relationship they got with your bread, man. If it's a guy that just loves to gamble and that's the only way he can get his gamble on, well, it's just like at a gambling house. You bet and you throw the doggone deal or something too. So in that instance, I think, yeah, maybe he should throw you a little something at bread, man. But like I said, it's still a two-way street though, bread, man.
Yes, it is. Like I say, I ain't going one way or another. I know you done been in every situation dealing with grudge racing. Let me put this question on you, Godfather. If you were the one bringing the money, if you was the one putting the money up for me, and say it was somebody you wanted me to race, and, you know, I say, well, Godfather, I just don't think I can get around chemo. I don't think I can get around chemo. But you don't see chemo car run, you don't see my car run. But I just don't believe it. And chemo say, Brad, get that three stacks up and let's get to it. And I come to you, Godfather, and I say to Godfather, I don't have but $1,000. I ain't got but $1,000, Godfather. That's all I have. But you say,
Brad,
hey,
man, I got
Brad,
Red man, the more you stay in this game, the slicker you get now. In that situation, Red man, that's a no-brainer. It's just like I'm the one wanting the race. So quite naturally, if you halfway want it and I really want it, and then we win, well, Red man, I gotta break you off some in that situation, Red man. I got to. It's no other choice in that situation. And if I lose, I can't send that either because really, I'm the one pushing the race. You ain't really pushing it. I'm the one pushing it. So in that case, that's a different scenario, Brad, man. And I got to give you something then. I got to if we win.
Well, see, the reason I'm throwing these questions out to the fans is because we have a lot of, what I would say, people that are in the background when we are negotiating. And if I'm negotiating with Chemo and they see that, you know, I'm not really engaging like I should because I'm feeling like, hey, you know, I know what Chemo want to run for. He want to run for 3 or better, and I only have 515 in my pocket. So yeah. That's when I, you know, walk back to my trailer, and then that's when an individual will walk up to me and say, hey, man, why you don't want to run? And
well, Brad, man, let me cut you off, Brad, man. Let me cut you off, not to try to run your show. But now you're mixing another question in, and we should have seen how many answers we was going to get from your first question. The reason I said that, Brad, man, when I came on and answered that question, I done got 3 texts on a different scenario, but one of them kind of made me mad because I don't understand it. Hey, Brad, man, I don't understand it. I don't understand why they sent it. And one of the texts told me I was a weak ass. Now, I don't understand why they told me I was a weak ass. So, Brad, man, see how many answers we can get from the first question to find out, because I want this person to text me back and why they call me a weak ass on my first answer that I gave.
I know this topic is it's a great topic, but it needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed.
Let me cut you off one more time, and I'm going to be quiet because I like to get this stuff started, and it really excites me when it gets started. Now, the way I answered, ask Mr. Tip what he think about my answer, and that might get it started because, you know, I answered. You know, because Mr. Tip automatically, see, Mr. Tip, this is my thought. Now, this is my opinion, Mr. Tip, if you're listening. My opinion, he automatically said, yeah, Brad, man, he ought to break y'all some. I think he said that, Brad, man, just because he like you. And you know, I just said my opinion. So if Mr. Tip want to comment on that, let Mr. Tip, I want to see what Mr. Tip got to say about my answer.
Well, Doug, I think your answer is all well and good, and I think your answer is on point. It's not that I said that because I like Brad, man. Yeah, I like Brad, man. He's a great gentleman. But if you pushing the race and the driver don't have enough money to lock in or the owner don't have enough money to drive.
No. I wasn't pushing that race now. In that first scenario, I wasn't pushing. That was his second question. That's why I told him to stop because in that situation, I understand it. But the first one now, I wasn't pushing it. Brad, man, just didn't have the money.
Okay. And if you're a gambler, And you want to throw your money in the pot to help him make that run against Chemo, then you got to be aware that if he loses against Chemo, you're going to lose your money. You have to be willing to – it's a double-edged sword, like you say, but you have to be willing to lose that money as well as win that money. And there's no hard feelings involved. But when he wins that money, you also got to be willing to break him off some just because the fact that, you know, he has a lot invested in that race, not just – going down the track. I mean, he's got his life and the car invested in the race. So,
okay, Mr. Tip, that's a good question on the surface, which there's a good answer on the surface, Mr. Tip. But if he had won that race for that $500 without me putting in anything, he was doing the same thing.
Yes, he sure would have.
He got the same thing. His life, his car, everything is still invested just for the $500. He was going to do it anyway. So, that's a good answer, but I'm still going to question you on it, though.
That's very true, but that's his life. And his money by himself, and he hasn't asked anybody for any money, or nobody stepped up and gave him any money. So,
well, he still didn't ask me. See, what I'm trying to say is, Brad Man wanted to run that race, Mr. T. He wanted to run that race. He just, the guy that was trying to run him, was maybe he might have been scared, just trying to outbid him or something. So, I mean, you know, so he put a high price on it. So maybe I'm sitting in the crowd and saying, okay, this guy here just tried to bull jive with Brad Man. He know Brad Man don't run for that much. I'm going to go ahead and put the rest of it up. My point I'm trying to make is Brad Man wanted to run that race anyway, and his life was on the line every time any of us go down that track, and his equipment on the line any time we go down that track. So give me another scenario with what I just said then, Mr. T.
Well, Doug, you know, that's one of them things that's, you know, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, if he wants to run the race, he wants to run that race at $500 or $3,000. You know, the driver still, the owner and the driver still wants to run the race.
What Breadman say about that? He done heard me and you argue. If he ain't got nobody else with the one button up, what Breadman think about that if ain't nobody else push the one button?
No, I think that, you know, I hope that everybody heard the question. And let me say the question again so that we can all chime in. You know, we have a lot of listeners, and it's hard to really engage on the shows, but this is what we're asking. You know what I mean? I'm trying to, you know, do a different route here today. We want to get involved with asking, if I don't have enough money to bet, and an individual walk up to me and make it right for me to go out and bet and you know, cause action out there. Let me put the scenario like it was. Me, Breadman, want to run Chemo. Chemo want to run for $2,500. I only have five. So one of the individuals standing back looking at what is going on approached me and give me the rest of the money. I used Mr. Tip. He walked up. He gave me the money. We go out there and whoop Chemo, gap Chemo, and we win the money. Now, my question is, should Mr. Tip give me some percentage of the winning plus what I've won putting in the pot as well? That was the question at hand. With that being said, hold on. The lines are lighting up now. This is what I want from the callers. Interact. Let me go ahead and get this 678-8163. Good morning. Welcome to the Breadman Show.
What's up, Brett?
Day is the one and only, the small block champ. What's going on, Big Dave?
Ain't nothing much, man. On that particular scenario you just said, I mean.
Hold on. That ain't none of Big Dave. That ain't Big Dave. That's the doggone greatest race of the year.
What's up, dog?
All right, Dave, go ahead, man. I just had to say that, man. Good show you did this week, man. Good show, man. Good man.
On that particular scenario you said, I mean, nah, that man ain't obligated to give you nothing. He helped you make the race. You wouldn't have made that five if it wasn't for him. I mean, you know. But I feel like it's different if a man got his pocket covered and you want to get in it, you know, and he let you in. I mean, it's all on the individual.
Hey, I'm glad he said it. I was trying to figure out that. Now, he just made me, now, there you go. Now, that's a perfect answer, Breadman. That's a damn perfect answer. I was looking for that, and I just didn't know it. Thank you, Dave. That's what I was looking for.
Well, I mean, it's a good observation from his standpoint, but to say
but,
that
but
it's
Brad, hold on, Brad. Now, what he said is, he just getting you, see what I'm saying? A lot of people give an answer, and it be the real answer, just like in a stipulation. Well, now, he didn't, now, knowing Big Dave, I don't know about nobody else. Now, Big Dave did the same thing you just said, Brad, man. I know for a fact Big Dave was going to break you off, because every time I'm involved with anything Big Dave got and he win, he always kicked me out a little couple dollars or something. So I know he would have did it, but now the answer he gave was just a hardcore answer that a lot of people don't want to hear, though. But that's the hardcore good answer.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a great answer. You know, looking at it from his point of view. But let me ask you this here, Big Dave. If we had that same bet and I owned a Pro Mar, and you know what I mean, and say I, you know, the purse was a little bit higher. Instead of us running for the three, we'd be running for maybe 20. And say I had seven and I needed three to make, you know what I mean, the 10 I need. You know what I mean? Would then it be a little different then, or is it just?
I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same thing if you ask me. It don't have nothing to do with. I'm looking at it. You saying you short. You know, so without mine, the race ain't going to happen. You know, now,
right.
Like I said, just on the individual, they shouldn't feel obligated to have to do it, you know. But, I mean, if they don't, I don't think you should look at it no different way because you didn't have it to race anyway.
Hey, Breadman, key word he just said. Now, key word, obligated. Key word, obligated.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I'm listening.
See what's going to happen is, and Dave gave, and I, you know, like I said, I like the answer, but I like the discussion too. Dave gave the correct hard answer. That was the correct hard answer. A lot of people look at it like that. Man, that's screwed up, man. You win $2,000 or $3,000, you don't give me that. Well, like he said, what if you lose? If you lose, who going to give him some of his $2,000 or $3,000 that he put in?
Right. I understand wholeheartedly.
Man, I'm on mute. I love it, though. Good answer, Dave. I love it. Good
My buddy from Mississippi, where you at? Go on, hit the one button. Eyes, you on here yet? I got to get your intake on this here.
Hey, man, Eyes is a great guy, too, man. That's one thing about it. That guy got his head beat in all day and kept on smiling and kept on racing and kept on doing something, man. Eyes, props out to Eyes, man. Props out to Eyes, man.
7304, your mic is hot. How you doing this morning?
Doing all right, Brad, man.
Why you ain't hit the one button? You know how this thing work. I had to go find you, man.
I just listened to the show.
Well, what you think? I want you to chime in. Don't just listen. Get on here and participate. And get
well,
on speakerphone.
I've been on and off.
Oh, okay.
I've been
well,
on and off the show, so I really can't, you know, chime in on
that. The question was, if you had $500 to run a race, but the guy want to run for $1,500, I walked up to you and gave you $1,000. Should you want some money if you win the race from me?
I don't expect nothing. I don't expect nothing. Out of his $1,000, I can't run.
There you go. Great. Well, let me go ahead and move on.
Hey, Brad, man. Hold on, Brad, man. I think you ought to give Eyes some props, man, and a clap, too, man. That's a class guy. Man, that man made a race. He made the race down in Battlefield. I mean, man, that man raced about 5 or 6 times. Brad, man, I think you ought to give him a round of applause, man.
Well, Eyes, I do want to say, Eyes, I would like to give you a round of applause, but Eyes, you ain't never brought nothing to Georgia. You is a good guy. You is pro Jinx. But she never came across these lines, Eyes. And when you do, that's when I'll do this for you.
Hey, Brad, man, you ain't got to give me shit, goddammit. You got to give me shit. I didn't win nothing.
No, it's all good, Eyes. You did create some action. They came to see you again. I didn't want them to go over there again. They came over there for you the first time. And you ain't never come back. Then they came for you again over there. See,
hey,
man, you know what I mean?
Hey, Brad, man, he's sweet.
Hey, Brad, man, hold on a minute. Brad, man, this is the first time I ran anybody from Georgia.
Well,
what the hell are you
Eyes,
talking about?
Hold on a minute, Eyes. Calm down, Eyes. Everybody from Georgia been trying to run you at Malcolm Race. And you've been saying, no, y'all come over here. You would never come to Macon. The last 2 years I've been knowing you, Eyes, you would never come across Georgia line. You made everybody come to you. Now, last year,
I got an ankle bracelet on. I can't come across the line.
Okay, well, I feel you on that. Well, with that being said, then, Eyes, thank you for being sweet. And when can we get back over there and run again?
We're locked in April 12th at Holiday Beach.
What the race is going to be, Eyes?
Head the fuck up.
Oh,
Jolly Rancher versus the Punisher.
Hey, Eyes, they don't cuss that much on this show. Listen, y'all. Oh. So just give Brad Man a little bit of a break on that. They don't do that much cussing on this show.
Okay, sorry about that, Brad Man.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
I just want to say about your topic you had. If somebody feel like that, what they should do is, before they even take a man money, tell them, I want 10% of that money and see if they're going to still give it to you. Then you ain't got to have nothing to be wondering and thinking about it.
That's right. That's a good idea.
See, I was just going to listen to all the guys who wanted to chime in, and then I was going to, you know, give the follow-up behind it.
Don't wait till after a man wins and then expect it. I mean, if you want it, and that's how you feel, let that man know before he put that money in that pot.
That's true. Well, y'all hold on. Let me grab another caller here.
Hold on just a second, Brad, man. I need to say something to Big Dave right quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Big Dave.
Yep.
Big Dave, I want to lock in my two races in for the 12 that you gave me while I got.
I got to talk with my driver. You hear him on there beefing with me about that, man. Let me talk to him.
Okay,
you talk to him. You can let me know.
Eyes, don't get your mic muted now. Don't try to come on here and think I ain't got my boy back now. Don't do that now.
Well, you can mute my mic, but, hey, Thursday night, I give it to him raw.
No, I ain't going to mute your mic. I'm just saying, don't try to lock that race in on my show now. Not that right
well,
there. If it's head up, but that other thing you said on the other show this morning,
Hold on,
like
Brad Man, the man offered it to me.
I know what he said.
No. You asked for it, and I said, all right, but then you started. If you would have just said lock right then, you would have been good. But
well, I had to make sure my team wanted to do it, man.
All right.
He had to make sure his team wanted to do it.
You gotta give one of my teams an opportunity to say something different. When I say lock, because you was like lock it in, I said lock. You was like ho. Should have just took it. You would have had it.
Yeah, it ain't no big deal. We got about a month before there. We'll get something worked out.
That sound good. Well, let me get these other lines. 504-0388.
What's happening, Brad? Man?
What's going on?
These nuts racing. What's happening?
Oh, man. Y'all got them on ice right now, huh? Y'all got everybody on ice over there, don't them?
No, we good.
Okay.
Shit,
okay.
I was just listening to your show, and I was chiming in on that topic. The way I look at it is, if you putting up your own money and you give a man $1,000 to put in the pot, You shouldn't expect no money back. You know, you shouldn't expect nothing. Because first of all, you know, it ain't like you going to the bank and borrow money. The man's putting up his money because he feels that you can win a race. So you shouldn't be entitled to nothing. Now, if he gives it to you, the way I look at that, that's just a little extra. You know, you betting your own money. If you got $3 to bet, you still betting. If you don't want to race for that $3, then you shouldn't race. You know?
Right. And this is what we're looking for. You know what I mean? All we're looking for is y'all explanation on how y'all feel because it needs to be brought out. You know what I mean? It's a lot going on at these races that a lot of people don't understand, and I'm glad that I got y'all input on a lot of this here. So who am I speaking with, by the way, anyway?
This is Alan Cook. Alan with These Nuts Racing.
Big Alan. I refer to you as Big Alan. You know, Big Alan, you can hold your line, you can go to mute, but I'm going to leave your mic open, Big Alan. I'm going to leave
right,
it open.
Thanks.
Hey, Brad Man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What if it's the driver that's putting the money out there, you know, not necessarily the car owner? You think the driver should give the car owner something?
Hold that thought, because we want to keep it all one way, because this can be so many variables involved in this. Let me finish getting everybody that want to participate eyes, and we'll come right back to it. Hold on. Just remember that.
Okay.
Next up is 678-0758, 678-0758. Good morning. Welcome to the Brad Man Show.
What's going on, Brett?
What's going on? Candy, factory, in the house.
Yeah, man, I look at it like this. I own a car. If somebody go in my pot, you know what I mean? Just say they go in my pot. If I win, if they give me something cool. But if they don't, I can't be mad because I look at it like, say that man put $500 in my pot, he can go bend on the side $500 and get all his money. So why he going to go in my pot and lose some money? You know what I mean?
Right.
If he bet the man on the side $500, he putting all $500 in his pocket. If he bet in my pot, I tell him he got to give me 10%. He ain't putting all this money in his pocket. He is. So why would you just feel like you go in the pot, you know, even though it's money is money at the end of the day, you know what I mean? If I go
right.
in his pot, I'm losing money because I got to give him a cut. But if I bet the man on the side, I'm putting it all in my pocket. So you can't be expecting to receive something just because you go in somebody's pot. If they give you something, that's cool, but, you know, you should be looking for nothing, you know what I mean, in my eye.
That'll work. Well, hold your line, because we got some more hits on here, and we sitting back listening. Let me go on down the road. I'm going to skip over some folks. I got to get the one and only in here. 1141. Y'all know who that is. Mr. Shut Up and Race.
Yeah. What's on?
Get out of noise, Mr. Shut Up and Race is on the show. Y'all know what I know. Mr. Shut Up and Race, we be talking about, have you heard the question at hand this morning?
Yeah, bro, let me back in on it again. I heard some of it.
Well, the question at hand is, if I'm getting ready to run chemo, and chemo wants to run for 2,500. I only have 5. You walk up on the scene and you say, "Fred, here go 2,000. Let's get in the water box." Now, if I win the race, do you think that I should walk up and ask you for a percentage of that money that you won, or should I only get the 500 that I sold in the money from that? What is your take on it?
You should get only the 500 because you only want to run for 5 anyway. That's the way I see it. Now, if he give you bonus money for winning him money, that's a different thing. That's the way I see that. I also want to tell Dog, he hung my show up last week. Dog, he hanging up everybody's show, Brad. Make sure he can't hang your show. He hung me up last week.
Background, don't say that, man. People going to get mad. Don't say that. You hung your own show up.
that man got the number to everybody's show, Brad. I'm going to call him and ask him, I got to call and ask him, can I do my show? If not, I'm going to get hung up on.
Man, don't say that now, because people think, hey, it's a joke, but people think you're telling the truth. I don't say that, man, Drill.
It is the truth. You hung me up, and I know you did, but you're still a good dude, though. Then you text me back and told me that you're going to get on now.
He ain't hang you up, man, Drill. He tricked you.
I know what happened. But nah, bro, you shouldn't get no money just because of man. You know, it's like a dog driving my car. I said, look, I got 500 or whatever, and I got the rest of the money. I mean, he should look for nothing to return back unless I was, paying extra money for driving the car. But that's what he wanted to bet anyway.
I might give him $20 to go buy a baby bottle.
Okay, well, go ahead. I know you got 10 folks on the line, so y'all go ahead and throw y'all 2 cents in while we got everybody on here. That way, you know what I mean, we can get everybody involved. Go ahead, Chubb. We got Chubb on the Bread Man One Time Morning Show. Yeah. Chubb!
That bread man, somebody. I already put my input on the bread. I feel like if you're running for 500 and I put 2,000 in your pot, I mean, you didn't have all the money anyway, so why would you expect me to give you some? I mean, I probably would. A tip, I might get a car on a few dollars. I wouldn't go to the extreme and just give him a whole lot of money, but, maybe 100 or 2 for letting me put in on the pot,
That sounds good. Where Mac at? Mac on here?
Here's what they think about you. Malcolm Story on the Bread Man. Brad, I'm going to just be greedy. I'm going to just keep all the money. I'm going to just keep it all.
I hear you. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Where
your co-host go? Where dog go? I ain't none of his co-host. I don't even like Brad Man.
Well, look here, dog. I got a message to give you. That man in that orange camo outfit that you embarrassed down there is
fat. Yeah.
He's looking for you.
Yeah, but hey, don't tell him the story. Hey, but I'm going to say something else, Brad, man. I'm talking to Mandrea now. Mandrea, man, I'm going to tell y'all don't realize what y'all got going on. Y'all don't see this here because I'm an old dude and I look at stuff. Mandrea, Shut Up and Race and the Story Racing, y'all are the future, man. Y'all got it big. Y'all don't know how big y'all got it going on. Shut Up and Race and Story Racing, that future y'all got going on, that thing is getting big, man.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that. We work hard at what we do. Hey, dog, you ever thought about this, man? We can all make money off you, dog. because you can be the baddest comedian of all time.
Hey, you see, I was Bread Man Cole. I got to stop y'all. This is about Bread Man. Y'all getting off into another subject.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, I got on Bread Cedric, you know what he's talking about. Then I just shot that out there when he brought you back up on the show.
You know, because people say we come on Bread Man Show trying to take over, but I didn't want to send him, but we will take it over, though.
Bread came with the flow. He said, y'all got the flow for a minute.
Bread, how is so good? He always so good.
It's Mac on the line. Can we get all the callers that are on the morning show to say something? That way they all get on.
I want Stoney to go in and finish what Houston said something. I want to hear what he had to say then. You gonna let
that man said he's looking for you. He's looking for you, dog. We going to leave that alone. We work hard at what we do. Me and Mandrell, actually, we trying to get together now and do one big show together sometime later on in the year. I think that'll be real nice. Hopefully, we can get you there to host the show, dog.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but all I did is both of y'all are people person, man, and y'all are raised too, so that makes a good combination, man. Y'all got a pretty good following, whether y'all know it or not, though. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. Y'all gonna be very successful in what you're doing, man.
Appreciate that, dog. 41, 42. All I can tell you is duck. Now, when that dude come at you, now duck.
What did dog say to the man? Can you say that right quick?
I'm going to mute that. Dog told the man, ain't no way in the world he could have had no mirrors in his house or couldn't nobody have been at home when he put that outfit he had on. Ain't no way he probably walked out the door with that on.
Y'all lay off, dog. Now, let me go to this next caller. 863. Y'all go to mute. 41, 42. Hey.
863-4142.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's up,
Red
Man?
What's going on? My man, one and only, Christine. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good. I can't get no love, man. I've been on hold for about an hour.
Oh, yeah, you finna get the love. I'm trying to get my curse over there. One and only, Christine. For those of y'all that don't know, he is contending to try to be the newcomer of the year, which is the rookie of the year in Grudge Inc. So y'all keep your eye, you know, on his white Camaro. He has a, I don't know what color Mustang it is, Rich. What color Mustang you going to be debuting?
A red one, probably about in May, probably.
Okay. Well, in May. So what's going on? What do you think? Oh, by the way, 8403-561-8403, you will be up next right after Mr. Richard say what he got to say. So I do see your hands up. Hold on. Y'all go ahead, Mr. Richard. My apologies. You got a lot of mics open, and I keep hearing folks click over. How you feel? Let me get your input on them.
Yeah, on your subject about the money, if I won pretty good, I would give the guy some money. But at the same time, when somebody put in your pot, when you lose, that guy can't look for nothing, so you should never look for nothing anyway.
Right. That's a good observation, and you know what I mean? I appreciate you for definitely adding to, you know what I mean, the talk here. But I do want to ask you a question. Have you got with Mr. Tiff on getting Tampa Dragway situated? Have y'all got with that meeting? Because we need to stick to that, man. That's a good track. And hopefully we can.
Oh, yeah. I told him to get with me. I told him I'd come over and we could sit down and set up a nice little race. And I told him I'll help put in for it.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, you know what to do. You've been on here plenty of times. Just go to mute and
yep.
Your mic will be open when you want to chime in. Let me grab this next caller here. 561-8403. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man one-time show.
What's up, Bread Man?
What's going on?
Pain, not much, not much. My first time getting in, listening at the show here.
Well, who it is?
Don out of Florida.
Don out of Florida. How are you, Mr. Don? Welcome to the Bread Man Show. If you don't mind me asking, Mr. Don, what part of Florida are you out of, and what track do you normally frequent?
It used to be called Moroso, but it's Palm Beach International Raceway.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, are you in West Palm then?
Yeah, West Palm Beach.
Okay. We're pleased to have you on. Right. If you don't mind, I would like to get your input on this topic we have at hand, sir. Did you hear the question? Or?
Yeah, I heard it.
Well, come on.
Yeah,
it's
like this. If you put in and you win, you win. If you don't, you go home just a little light. And the driver and the owner, I guess they probably just appreciate that you did make the pot a little bigger. That's about it.
Right.
He was able to get the race off.
Right. And there you have it.
Yeah.
And, you know, are you going to be headed up this way to any races anytime soon?
Well, I've been catching the local one. I was up in Valdosta to Ronnie's race, and look like the only race I'm gonna catch. So, well, I have a car, but I haven't raced it in a while. You know how the fun go, checking and saving.
Right. I was just checking to see if maybe we can look out for, you know, who you are. I'd like to kind of shake all my folks' hands that I end up meeting off the show and try to come by and, you know what I mean, at least have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with them. Something like that. Something, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I asked, you know, hopefully you'll be able to get everything situated and get on back out with us and have a good time, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of, like, enjoy trying to make a few of them and just watching. I'm kind of, like, getting my rocks off like that now.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. And always remember, the number to the show is 646-200-4419. For those of y'all that are out there, I know you're on, but, you know, you might be on other lines. But that's the number to my show. It comes on at 11 o'clock Monday morning. I'm just throwing this out there. But, hey, brother, I appreciate you. I'm finna move on down the list here.
All right.
Getting ready to take a quick commercial break, y'all. I'm trying to get an individual on. Y'all hold 1 minute here.
Deal bread, man. Stop working, man.
Put your clothes on, bread, twerking in the mirror.
Yo, that's working. That's working for you, dog. You do it with your phone.
All right. I'm back. Y'all know what the deal is. I had to shake it out a little bit. Y'all know what's going on. Good God,
I'm twerking, man. Yo, that get that twerk off, man.
They said you
were
on a handstand,
Fred. You know that all greased up with drawers on, twerking in the mirror.
He's popping on a handstand.
Hey, Brad, man.
What's going on? Yes, sir, Mr. Tiff. Come on with it.
On that topic, I know a guy that actually sold his car because the guys on the sidelines was making more money off of his car than he was. They wasn't adding to the pot. They was just betting on him on the side, and they was hanging around his shop and stuff. You know how guys do. And as long as he had oil pressure, he was good. When he blew the motor up, he couldn't find nobody. The next time he got oil pressure, they're hanging around again. So he said, hey, he said, I sold my car, and I started betting on the sideline. And I'm like, wow.
But I look at it, he built that car because he wanted to, not because they wanted to.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
If they were making money, why wasn't he making money? I mean, he was making money on what he could afford to bet. But his buddies, supposed to be his buddies, was making more money because they was betting larger on the side than they was helping them out with the car.
Hey, to me, that sounds like they were still his buddy. He didn't want to do
that. Yeah, that was his fault.
There's no reason for a car. That man sold a car because he couldn't afford it. Whoever that is, he just put that out there. No, I'm not going to sell my car before betting the stands on me. That's crazy. I don't care if they're my buddy or not.
I know that to be true. And then you just said they was helping him out a little bit on the car. They don't want to like they want to get him there.
Tell
he just had more money to bet.
Tell he was more jealous of the other guys than they were of him. And he had
I guess he was cool
in whatever state he was in.
That's true story, man. That's true story.
Yeah, where he stayed at? What state was he in?
Florida. Oh, that don't
he was the biggest fool in Florida.
I'll go ahead and
meet. You crazy, man.
Well, what I want to say, my take on it is, this is just my personal opinion. If I allow an individual to come into my pot, first of all, I'm going to negotiate with them. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the easiest thing in the world to do, sit aside a sideline and wait on somebody that perhaps want to throw a race and go. That's the easiest money it is. And if I was that type of individual not to give, you know, if someone else was in my shoes, I would give them, put it this way, if someone else was in my shoes, I would give them some of the winning that we won. I would say that due to the fact that we got a lot of owners out there that bills put $50,000, $60,000 in these cars, okay? And at the end of the day, you got an individual out there that may just, you know what I mean, he ain't got no car. So the money, if you ain't got no car and you ain't putting fuel, nitrous, pulling to these races, you don't have none of that expense. You just getting in your car and drive to a track and sitting back chilling and walking up to an individual saying, hey, If you wanna go ahead and do that race, I got you. So that individual always gonna, you know what I'm saying? If you allow him, listen to what if the owner allows him to make that money, then it's out there for him to make. Otherwise, it's on the side for you. You know what I mean? Now, if that individual, say me, you know what I mean? I'm using myself. If I choose to allow an individual to get in my pot, I'm going to negotiate something. You dang right, I'm going to want something. I will want something because I don't have to race. What I had to lose, I told the man up front, hey, this is all I got. If you don't want it, then guess what? I can go back to the side because I can, just as I can bet that money, I can leave with it if he don't want to race. So,
but, Brad, look at it like this. If you want to run for them 500, and that man won't run for 1,000, you know what I mean? You still ain't made no money, you know what I mean? So, but you want a race, you know what I mean?
That man did you a favor just like he did him a favor, because that man want to bet 1,000, you want to bet 500. He came up with the other 500 when he could have bet it on the side. If he got other day, he wouldn't have got a race as well.
But, well, I'm going to say this right here. Ain't no favors when it comes to building a car. I can tell each and every one of y'all on the phone right now, ain't nobody sent Breadman a favor over here while I'm building my car.
Hold on, fellas. Breadman, you got a rumor now, Breadman. That's your car, though. That's your stuff. I mean, you know.
You're right.
But you ain't building the car I want to.
At the end of the day, what he's saying ain't wrong, because he's giving you the opportunity to say, well, I ain't putting that money in that pot. If he's letting you know up front, then it's your choice to do it or not.
But, Dave, you can look at it like this. That race won't happen, and I can bet my money on if the race do happen. I still can get all my money by betting on the side.
Right.
I don't have to bet in the pot and get all my money.
That's your choice.
Why am I agree to his term and lose money? You know what I mean?
But listen, that's on your choice. But he ain't, at least he letting you know up front, and he ain't coming after y'all want and say, well, dang, I thought you should have get. It's your choice after he said he want 10%. Whether you still getting him.
You have to look at it like this, though. The race may not even happen if you don't go in his pot, though. So he ain't making no money, you neither.
But he's saying it don't matter. He'll just leave with his money he started with.
If he willing to bet them 500, he won a race. You know what I mean? If he didn't want a race, he wouldn't bet nothing. Let everybody else bet the money.
If he bet money, he won a race. If he say, well, I ain't betting anyway because that's how he wanted to bet with 500. He really didn't want a race.
Hold on, Dave. Let me ask you this, Dave. If you got a guy out here in your cut now. He trying to bet you $2,500. You only got $2,000. All right, my cousin, you gonna tell you I got the other $500. Y'all go out there and race, but the guy wasn't gonna ring you because you didn't have the other $5. In other words,
but
I really did
only
a favor. I did you a favor, did me a favor because they got the race popping off.
Mandrell, only thing I'm saying is, I understand what everybody's saying, but if he tell you whether he just because he need it, he's saying he still feel like he want a percentage. That's his business. That's how he run his program. If he's telling you he want 10% of your 500 that you put in, now it's up to you to say, well,
right.
Yeah, no.
The only time I may want some money from somebody, if they go get me a race, I didn't know nothing about it. But if he go get his own race and he don't have all the money, you help him out. You did him a favor.
I know, but
it can go both ways.
It ain't going both ways because he's telling you before you put your money in, listen, I want to.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, that ain't what he said, though, Dave. He said if you didn't have all the money and somebody came and put the rest of the money in your pot to make the race happen, do you feel like you should offer him a percentage? How would you feel if he asked you for a percentage?
Let me say this, Brett, I said my opinion. Hold on a minute. Let me tell him. In my opinion, this is me rebutting everything that everyone has said. In my opinion, this is what it would be with Breadman. Go ahead, Chick. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, if the people, if the fans want a certain car to jump on a certain car, if the fans thought that race up, yeah, he should get a percentage of the fans' bet. But if Breadman engaged the race and said, y'all want to race for 500, then the buddy said, nah, I want to race for 1,000. And Breadman said, well, okay. Then one of the fans said, okay, I got another five. He should ask for none of the percentage of it. Then Bread wanted the race.
What you going to get that man for helping you going in on your pipe because you the one near the help? You want it
right. Right. You, that's when you owe the man a thank you for putting in my pot to help me make my 500.
Hey, fellas, what y'all did is all y'all tell the truth. Y'all just misunderstood it. Our bread man just, after we said what we said and then he said we was right. All day was trying to say is now bread man is now finna renegotiate his raise. He now finna say, okay, I ain't got the 500, but if you put the rest of this money up, I want 10% of that or 5% of that. That's what he's saying. All of y'all are right. We arguing about nothing right now.
Yeah.
I understood that. That's all I'm saying. I understood both of them. I just trying to show that it go both ways. That's all I was saying. It go both ways.
Yeah. Now, if it's my buddy Dave now, I know he's not going to miss his $500 just because if somebody add 500 with it, yeah, he going to go, okay, well, give me 500. Yeah, so we can get the race on. We're going to get the race on. And he might not want no percentage of the money unless that came to him with the race. It depends on the owner of the car, too. So, you know.
It depends on how bad you want your man. If you want that man real bad, You say, well, I ain't got the 500, and I go to my buddy, hey, look, man, this guy want to bet for 2,000. I only got 5, man. Y'all say, you know, I think I got him. Y'all got 1,500 we can cover. And, you know, if I come to y'all and ask y'all to put in the pot, then to make the pot right, that means he really want to raise. Now, if he turned the race down because somebody else want to put in their pot,
Hey, look here, talk about money. Yesterday, Saturday, when Big Dave didn't raise, when Jolly Rancher didn't raise eyes, there's a guy over there on the sideline, bet it $3,500 with another dude.
Yeah.
And I was on, they bet it $3,500 on the side. Now, they didn't get nothing out of that, though. But like you said, you know, you understand get all the debt you want if you really want to.
That's right. You can get it. You said you can get it.
That's why I don't aim to get in no.
You on the side, and it's saying you ain't got to get nothing. You ain't got to pay nothing out.
Hey, the guy that bet is $3,500. The other guy wanted to bet $5,000, but the guy didn't have a $3,500. He bet $3,500 on the race with Jolly Rancher and the Punisher, man. I said, God damn. I mean, dog.
hey, dog, we want to act like goddamn the government now. We want to tax that man.
You ain't lying. Yeah, you're right now.
That was born in the pot itself.
That was born in the three races.
It's just all on the individual, man.
Plenty of times, I done had my pot locked up. My buddy walk up. Yeah, I can't get a bet. Can I get at least 150 in the pot?
I'm one of them, Dave.
Yeah, he and Dave let you get in. You'll let you get in.
I already know you're gonna let me get something.
Yeah.
You know. What is it, $50 or $100? You said, give me $100.
The reason I came up with this topic was because I sat back and, you know, I've been out of racing for a couple of years, sitting back watching how things are panning out, and I've been noticing that it's happening. And I've been noticing that it's been coming up in the topics because some of us have drivers that deserve something, you know what I mean, especially off a big win like that. And you know, a lot of times everybody wants to bet with these cars that are hot. You know what I mean? Now, granted, when my car come out, it's not going to be hot at first. But as, you know, time gradually goes, it can eventually get to be one of the hot cars that are out there that everybody would want to go in with. Now, at that time, if I was in a position to where, you know what I mean, if I got it to the track, I've invested a lot of money. You know what I mean? And my take is, why not give the dealer something back? Why not put something back in the car? Because it's going to cost it. Y'all ain't looking at if I got $500 that I'm putting up, look at what I put in it to get to the track. Look at what I got to put in it to get down the track that day. That's all that's really why you need a team, Brad, man. That's a team.
Hey, Brad, man, I got a question also, Brad. I want to put a little input on. Okay, how y'all feel about the person who tuned the car, the tuner? Do you feel like the tuner ought to get a piece of the pot? Because, I mean, he's the one who really got your car going down the track.
Well, you asking me that question. I'm not a greedy guy.
I'm just a question.
I feel like a lot of
that's for everybody on the
phone. Let me answer that.
I mean, do the tuner get his money? He already paid from the car owner. I mean, how that work?
Yeah, basically. I mean, that's how you look. But once again, that's all on the individual and whoever owned the car, how they feel about it. But,
I look at it like, I'm paying the tuner one time. I ain't going to keep paying
it. I get my tuner more than I will my driver. I might
pay the driver.
That's just me.
How that is, Chuck? Tell him how that. You pay the tuner one time. You know what I mean? If you do a job, you probably do it. But I can see if the driver, he's going to be in the car every time. Tuner do his job one time, and you should be good.
No, not necessary.
I see if the tuner go to the track with you every day. What about somebody tune your car today and they don't have to tune it no more? You still going to continue to pay them?
Well, no, I'm talking about a tuner, you know, pretty much somebody who tuned with your car. Wherever you go, they down with you. They tuning your car.
Oh yeah, they deserve to get paid.
Oh yeah, that's different now. That's different than they go to the track with you every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't talking about a tuner just gave you a tune up and he let you go.
I mean, I look like this. Somebody helping you out and you can afford to help them back. You always help them back because they go a long way. You never know. They go a long way.
Hey, look at it like this.
I'm gonna show y'all something else. Down there in Sandy. Now I'm gonna show y'all something else. There was a lot of people down there in Sandy that didn't know the Punisher car, and a lot of them that didn't know Jolly Rancher. I was standing in the stadium, and I bet a guy $100 on the race. Chick was over there talking so much shit. That man said, he gonna gap him. I need my money back. So I had to get the whole good. I had to bet the man the same $100. I had to bet on the gap, and then I had to cut the Persian head for him to still bet that same $100. The same token with Irons was over there talking. There were so many people at first was betting on Irons because he was doing all the talking. The chick come up there, and them doggone drivers and them doggone talking on the sideline can change the bet too. Like I said, I ended up had to bet $100 to 50 and had to bet on the gap because chick went on there and told him.
I witnessed that same thing, dog, a few years ago. Actually, against you, dog, when you was racing. The obnoxious car in Macon. I was going to actually bet with you that day, but the boys, you know, when they attitude and the way they wanted to run and how they were talking, I wound up betting with them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
Y'all hold on. We got another caller. I'm going to let in here. 773-7115. What's your take on the topic? And welcome to the Bread Man Show.
What's up, Brad, man? This kid in Chicago.
What's going on, kid? The kid.
Nothing much.
Come on with it, Chi-Town. Come on with it, Chi-Town.
I hear you. I just come in on the tail end of your topic, but if you could repeat it to me, maybe I could have a little input on it.
The question of the day is, if... I was at a track, and I want to run chemo. Everybody know I want some of chemo. And chemo wanted to run for $2,500. I only had $500 to run chemo. And one of my buddies walked up to me and gave me the other $2,000. Should he give me, if I beat chemo, should he give me any of the winnings that he received?
Yeah, well, if he wanted to show his hospitality and generosity, yeah, he should give you something. But it depends on the individual, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That was our question.
And would the person who only had, if Bread Man, should Bread Man expect something?
No, he shouldn't expect nothing. But, you know, like I said, it's the generosity, you know, the kindness of a person. If he won this kind of money off of your car or whatever, he should be glad to, you know, throw something in the hat for you.
Yeah.
That would be generosity.
I feel like he ought to just offer the, you know, Bread Man something just for, because he might go back and say, he put in my five in the joker when he didn't give me nothing, you know what I'm saying? You know, people do that, you know.
Yeah.
Here you go, Bread Man. I so appreciate it, you know.
What do you feel the generosity is for?
Say it again, Bread Man, I didn't hear you.
I say, what do you feel the generosity is for? You know what I mean? What do you think he'll be given to? I mean,
well,
just
he'll be given...
Go ahead.
Right.
I didn't mean to cut you.
He would be giving out the kindness of his heart and all the money that you done spent in this car to get it back and forth to the racetrack and up and down the track. You know, that's why he would be showing his generosity.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, they don't. It's just like a car. You know, they don't run off air. You got to put gas.
hey, what
did the man do there right here? He know you want to bet $500. But the other guy goes to the other guy you're going to ruin. So you only got $500 and the other guy got $2,500. Want to bet $2,500. He can just go to the other guy and say, hey, man, I got the other $2,000. He just take your $500. You won't even know nothing about it.
You're right, Drew.
I mean, you can trick it two ways to skin a cat. I mean, just like you said, you can trick it. You can trick it, but, you know.
All right. That's 11,500 over there. That's better with dating them over there, you know.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
You know, you don't
9892.
Yeah.
478-9892. I got you. I got y'all all the ones lit up. I got y'all all the ones lit up. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I just want to say good morning and no more.
Bobby, good morning. Good morning. Wow, child. Bobby Wildchild. Good morning. Go ahead, Mr. Bobby. Did you keen in on the message at hand? Go ahead.
Yeah, on the bottom. I mean, two things I like to say. First thing I like to say, letting y'all know about this weekend in Albany. We do have Atlanta invading Albany, if you don't mind, Mr. Bradman, and me putting that out there this morning. Then we got a $2,000 to win, and we got a lot of bridge races that are the guys that are coming forward, and I will give a report Monday after all that go down following Monday. We got a live broadcast. We got DJ going to be on the stage with the one and two that I don't know who that can be, somebody. But anyway, I'm just going to come in on what you said right quick. It live up to that person if they want to give, the way I feel about it. If they continue, fine. If they don't, because if you lose, if you could get him to play his $2,000 back, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's like, I agree with the gentleman there before me, to just on the individual basis. It's all depending on how he feels. You know, it would be nice. Don't get me wrong. It would be nice, but I done been in a lot of races and won, and people didn't give me anything. It just left up to the individual, whether you do or don't. It would be nice, but if he did. But that's my take on it. Going back on you.
Well, we got another caller here. Y'all let me grab his other line. 404-2900. Your mic is live.
Champ is here. Hey, man, I got a couple of things to say. Hey, I want everybody to come check the champ out this weekend. We'll be going in the battle at the Mike Hill race at the House of Hooks Saturday. And we also got the Dallas Rancher going into action, about 28-29 shootout, and the 484 bus place motor. I had to get that in first for you, man. And second, Brad, man, it sound like you trying to bet $500 and get $1,500 back, Brad, man. That shit ain't going to work.
Nephew, what's happening, nephew?
What's going on? And Vandrell's stinking ass took the words out of my mouth. What if the man over there and say, y'all go ahead and race and I'll cover? Do he still owe you, Brad, man?
Y'all go ahead and race in here cover, you doggone right, because I ain't going down the track.
No. Listen. What I'm saying, you said you only got $500. You said you, he can know. Bread man said, I only got $500. Other man trying to run 25. And I'm on the side. I said, y'all go ahead and race our cover. How do I owe you anything, Bread man? You got your bed in. What you trying to do?
Pull my car out on the track.
You were trying to race for what you mean, Brad? Man, you telling the man you gonna run him for $500?
Brad. Basically, what he's saying, Brad. You that man can tell you, yeah, I run you for $500, and he can bet the mother $2,000 there.
Exactly.
And just think about it. But like I said, you in your race. You think the man run you for them $500?
You
think the man
ran
you for $500, but really that man ran you for $25.
Go ahead and do that. I ain't finna go down now, Reese.
If you want to run me for $500, and I say okay, then our race is on, and then Nick said, I'm going to bet you $2,000, and I bet Nick, what the fuck that got to do with you?
Hold on.
You can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this right here. That is true. If he choose to do that, I'll run. What I came to run with, I will run for that and be cool. I'm straight. That's what y'all not hearing. I can run for 500. That's all I'm going to do. That's all I'm going to do. I'm just telling y'all, if I told a man, if I went up and walked up on a guy and said, I got 500, I would like to run you. And somebody walked up behind me, Kimo said, oh, I want to run for 2,500, not 500. So you came up behind me because you heard what he said. Then I'm not finna go in no pot if a man want to go in my pot for the five. Kimo ain't finna do the race unless it's for 500 through me. You know what I mean? So if he walk over there and say, hey, here go 2,000, I'm not with bread, but he'll bring you the five. Can we do it that way? If that's how he chose to do it, fine. As long as Kimo came to me and say, me and you running for 500, that's cool. I don't care. That's my money. Now I don't have any tips on what I need to do. Go
no,
out there.
No matter. No,
if I bought my car, that's fine.
No matter how they phrase it, it's all the same.
Listen,
it's all
the same.
If you get in bread pot, he wants the money. He's letting you know up front. That's it.
Thank you. Exactly.
Whatever you do to get around it,
you got to be the biggest fool in Georgia. You get in bread, man, pot.
Dave, so you saying if Breadman trying to run Kimo for $500, that what Breadman trying to run for? And Kimo said, "Now I want to run $2,500." And then you say, "Gonna do it, Kimo. I'm gonna bet you the 2,000." How do you hold Breadman?
What I'm saying is this. Just listen.
Hey, listen.
Only thing
then
bread
it don't becomes. I'm just saying it don't becomes bread, man. Pop no more. It's your pot.
No, you right. You only listen what I'm saying. You right about that. But bread is saying if he got a pot and he take your money, he letting you know up front. If you give him your money, he want a percentage of your money getting in his pot. Now whatever you
pot. Breadman 500 is Breadman. That's his price. Breadman, you ain't getting in Breadman pot. Breadman betting where he want to bet.
You
he took your 2,000 to make the race because if it weren't for your 2,000, it wouldn't have been no race.
Okay, Breadman betting where Breadman can
bet. Let's say this. All right, let's say you racing me, right? I tell you got $500, right?
Right.
I tell you, I ain't going to race you for $2,500. Now, let's just say somebody else come up, right, and they come to me, and they say, well, I got another. Now, just say, I don't want your money. I want bread money. I'm not doing a race unless it's coming from bread. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And then
thank you.
You tell bread, well, I give you the $2,000 to make $2,500. But bread is telling you, when you tell him that, he going to tell you he want a percentage of that. Now, that's going to still be up to you whether you want to give him your money or not.
Well, that means Breadman don't want to raise. So Breadman got his
$500. There you go. That's what I said.
Breadman got his $500. Breadman trying to bet. Breadman trying to bet, he getting that bet. So, I mean, I'm not helping.
The man didn't want to raise.
How can Breadman say he wants 10% of my pot and he ain't even got the goddamn money to run?
404-28.
That's just how he feels. That's his personal opinion. I don't know.
Well, then we just know to stay away from his pot. We know to stay away from him.
He know that don't make no sense, Dave. You just trying to sweeten it up, man. You night nasty, Dave. You just night. I'm going back.
I think it's a different if Breadman only betting 500 and he let me get in on his 500.
You know what I think, is if you got a team and you so-called these your buddies and y'all kicking the hang together, and then they come up with the money, then, yeah, look out for the man that's his car. But if it's a neutral guy that came up to make the pot right because he wants to see the race, I don't feel like you should ask that man for nothing expecting that from that man.
But you're right about Chubb. But just say, for instance, he does, that's up to the person to still give it to him. I mean, it ain't no wrong and right. That's how the man feels. That's just how he feels.
Hey, no, wrong,
right.
One more question.
I couldn't be mad at him. That's how you see. I mean, that's his call.
Right.
That's why I don't get into that fight situation.
Yeah. But if the man's smart, he just bet on the side anyway. They be through with it.
Well, listen,
what about if you can't get a bet on the side?
You get what? They both go home with no race. I never been to the racetrack 100 times where I couldn't get a bet on the side.
Do you know how much it costs and all that? But what if you only see a race for the 500? What's the difference? You still have to pay for gas and everything and all that, your car.
Let me say this. I look at that.
He bet what he can afford.
I look at that two different ways. That's number one. That's just how Brad feel about his car, and you getting in his pot now. That's how he feel. And to me, in a way, it's being selfish. When I look at it, that's what I would say. Damn, he's selfish. He didn't have the money. I'm gonna make it right, and he still won't let me get in without, you know, a percentage. But if that's how the man feel, only thing I can do is respect that, because he's not sitting behind my back. He telling me up front, listen, I want 10% of that money.
That's what I went on the real day. The real day came out then. The real day.
That's true right there. That's the way you should feel about it.
The only thing you could do is respect the man because he told you how he felt. He wants 10% of the money.
Yeah, so
now
you gotta respect the man.
Okay.
I respect him.
You can call
him now, Bread Man the Bookie.
You don't really want to ride
Bread Man the Bookie.
I go straight to that other man and say, look, I'm going to make that fight right. Go on tell Bread Man, you want to run it for 500. And he go to the other 2,000. He ain't got no nothing about it.
Right.
And then the
man say he want the money from Bread, a cup of Bread, and Bread say he want 10%. And Bread really want to rape that man, get what? Oh, and the man, you don't do it, then get what? Both of y'all going home with the lip poked out.
Hey,
but I want all y'all to come on and check the champ out. Champ will be going in action for the first time this year, this weekend, you know. Got my boxing gloves on, and Big Dave going into action. There'll be a lot of action at the House of Hook now. Y'all need to come check us out. I'm already in Hattiesburg.
Oh, okay.
And from 7:30... I tell you what, the first 10 fans come in, if you will, sign autographs. I'm on mute.
hey, that autograph won't take long. I'll be 2 acres. I'm going to mute. I'm glad that we got Chubb on the phone. Chubb, did you have anything that you wanted to give out to the fans for listening in today? You can go ahead and do that now if you had anything you wanted to give out, because I ain't got it like that.
Yeah.
So if you want to give something out, I wouldn't even want a percentage of that.
I got a free bottle of Ciroc to the fan that get Bread Man to lock a race in this year. Got a free bottle of Ciroc for us.
Hey, write down the date on that Ciroc bottle, and I guarantee you it would be 30 years old.
Bread, why did this call do, man?
Hey, don't let it be a bottle of wine to be good right now. They keeping it real. This is how I get it every day, folks. I get it every day. Every day, Bread Man wake up. Believe you me. Now, when Bread Man come out swinging, and y'all be like, why Bread so hard? Y'all just remember this show right here, March the 3rd. This is how I get it every day, so this is why I'm the way I am. Believe
you. You're going to be out of somebody to bring steel on you, man.
Hey, look, one more thing, Bread Man. How you going to ask a man for 10% and you can't even make the pot to dance, sir?
Let me go ahead and answer your question to humor you, nephew. Let me go ahead and answer your question. The reason I can ask for 10% because I've invested $60,000. I said that at the beginning when I came in there. If I invested all, ain't now one of these guys on this phone that would like to put in money and spend a dime.
I'm finna mute everybody, Mike, so I can talk. Now, let me finish. We ain't finna go here.
Ain't nobody on the phone. Oh, 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 oh. Come on, man. Come on, man. Who else got on the air, man? Hey, Brent. That's on, man. Dre up phone.
Hey, on Brent. My phone, bro.
Yeah, come on, Swine. What's going on?
When you lost me and Tug Miner, we didn't ask you for no money back when we betted with you and Everson. So, I mean,
no,
you know, it ain't fair. It ain't fair.
First of all,
fair.
Y'all didn't get in my pot. Y'all didn't get in my pot. Y'all
huh?
did not get in the pot. You betted on the side.
Okay. I guess you don't forget.
Yeah. Y'all didn't get in my pot. You betted on the side.
I guess
you, didn't come
I'll,
get
I'll,
in the pot. Who were holding my money? Who had my money?
Well,
we're getting ready to close this thing down before it get out of hand. We get ready to close
hey,
this Brad, thing
man,
down.
I know you're about to close down, Brad. But if Brad Man ever get a raise, y'all know Chubb will never ever get in Brad Man pot because if he move a half a centimeter to the left, he will lift. And I'm back on mute.
Well, you were smoking. All I'm going to say is I wish everybody that, you know what I mean, would drive a vehicle, you know, invest in it and drive it. And you're right. The money I have invested in my car, if it did get out of shape, I will lift because I don't have the, you know, the finances to repair trying to be hard for a joker. That wall would not move. And you know what I mean? It is what it is. That's my take on it. And I'm not asking nobody to, you know, be a hero out here. You know, if it's going straight, hold it to the flow. If it's not, it's not. But I do want to encourage all of the listeners to make sure that we are doing what's necessary. I mean, we need to keep ourselves safe. So with that being said, let me grab another call before we get out of here. 678-1445. Welcome to the morning show. The Bread Man
That's
one right. time. Welcome to the Bread Man yeah. show. Hello?
This is just me, Bread. This chick. I was just listening
my.
In just in case I had to come in again. That's all. I'm just sitting on mute.
Oh.
I'm here by
oh.
myself.
Oh. Okay, go ahead. I want to make sure that we all have the proper safety equipment. That we need, which being, you know what I mean, if you're driving a car, first of all, if you own a car, let me start there. If you own a car and you have a driver driving for you, I would encourage you to ask that driver before he get in your car, these are the mandatory things he must have, a helmet, neck brace, a fire suit, a whole fire suit, driving shoes, and gloves. That would be mandatory if I owned a car and hired a driver. Now,
exactly.
If I drive for an individual, if I drove for an individual, you need to take that responsibility of yourself when you get in that owner car, you know, make a test hit. You ain't got to go balls to the wall. Hit the brakes when you get out there about the 60. See if the car dart left or right. You know what I mean? See if before you get all the way through there. You know what I mean? And also, make sure you have the proper equipment you need to keep yourself safe. Make sure it has the new safety switch on it. Make sure it has the, start the car off and cut it off from the backside. So in case any emergencies happen, those are things that, this is just small stuff for drivers that are approaching cars and people at the track might want you to drive their car and you don't know what anything is. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Just take it down, test it, and find out what's going on. That's my take on a lot of things. I want to thank each and every one for participating in the topic at hand. Should an individual that's getting in your pot give you something out of the pot if you should win? And my take on it again, my take on it is they got in my pot for what it cost me to build that car. See, it's easy for a lot of people to walk up at a race and you know, bring 3,000 to the track with them when they ain't bought no transmission. They ain't bought no converter. They ain't bought nothing. but they save their little money and come to the track, and that's how they make money. I don't have a problem with those individuals. What I'm saying is, if you choose to find you a car that you like, the driver you like, the organization you like, and you choose to invest in it, then why not give something back to the car that just won you something? Because y'all keep saying, I didn't have the money. Most of my money is in the car. The little money I got on the side is what I got to bet with. So if I'm putting out a good product to make whoever got the money on the side, I in return. Y'all go to mute on that thing. Y'all go to mute because I'm getting ready to get out of the house. Otherwise, I have to mute.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1. Switch.
Check your phone. That's hell, boy. I phoned you.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please
come on,
try your
man.
Call again
on,
later.
Man.
Announcement.
Show, man.
Still out here, everybody, but I'm getting ready to do the inspirational vitamin, and we're going to go ahead and close this thing down. Hold on a minute. I want to, hey, Eyes, I want to start with you. Final thought, Eyes. You still on here?
Yeah, I'm on mute. Good show, Redman. Good show.
Hey, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Hey, Eyes, thank you for calling, man. Thank you for listening in, and I'll make sure I try to get on your show, Rudding, one time.
All right, Redman.
Appreciate it. I'm going to move up the ladder. I'm going from the bottom to the top. Now we're here. Go ahead, Chick. You back open. Final thoughts, my brother.
Good show, Brett. Good show. Good topic. Good show.
Appreciate it, Chick. Appreciate it. Look like 404-2864. Final thoughts.
Yeah, good show, Brad Swine.
All right, appreciate it, Swine. Let's see, 561-843. Your final thoughts.
Yeah, Brad, man, good show, good show, good show. But next time, instead of 1 centimeter, if they go over 1 foot, get out of it.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Appreciate you for listening in, man. I think we just had somebody press a 9053. Did you have a final thought, you hear? Boy, y'all need to cut that out. Come on with it.
Hey, Brett.
Come on with it.
Hey, Brett, I want to say good show, man. And I do have a problem with that damn. You know what I mean? You know me, when I get in there and strap down and put it down there, I just don't take my foot off until I get to the other end. And that's a problem I'm about to set up and change.
It is what it is. Y'all know who this is. E to the J. Thank you, EJ. And that's your final thoughts. We'll get up with you, my brother. Moving on up the lane here. 604-6782. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show.
What's that in Bread? In this Super Sport? In this
What's
Super Sport?
On? Super Sport in the house.
We got Hype Man on here. No,
What's going on, the Hype?
What's going on, Bread Man?
Man, we in here trying to get this thing. We trying to shut this thing down, man. I wish you would have got on earlier, man. Good Lord, we had a good topic going on.
We've been on here hours, man. We just been listening. We in the bush.
Okay. That was up.
But I feel what you said. You everybody made some good points. You know what I'm saying? But we just trying to learn. Cause you know we just started our show, which will be tomorrow night at 8:00. So
go and put the number out there. Go and put it out there. Go and put it out there, man.
347-637-2811. It's called Lock In or Lay Down.
Oh.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, 8 o'clock.
That's what I'm talking about. What's the name of the show, Hype? I mean, not
Lock
the name, but you
down.
Done did it. Lock In and Lay Down. That'll work. That'll work. I'm sitting up here. I'm in a whole nother zone. My bad. It's you and Miss Super Sport running, right?
Me and Swine and Nisha run the board.
Oh, okay. That's swine flu. That'll work. Hey, we look forward to hearing from y'all Tuesdays and Thursdays, man. I appreciate you for checking things out. And I will get back
with you and correspond
with you shortly. All right, brother.
Okay.
Gonna move on up the ladder here. Next caller. Gonna move on up. We got the one and only Shut Up and Race. Final thoughts from all 20 of y'all on the phone. Make it quick.
Yeah. Hey, just me and I had to say good show, and I just know I'm going to bet on the side. That's all I'm going to say. What about you, Chuck?
I feel the same way. Good show, and I bet on the side. I definitely won't get in your pot, Brett, man.
Tempo, Brett. I'm just saying,
I'll bet in your pot, Brett. I get all in your pot and bet in it.
Them guys are crazy, man. Hey, 678-0758. 678-0758. Your final thoughts on the show. 0758, your final thoughts. I'm going to move on along then. Thank you for calling, though. 678-8163. 8163, your mic is hot.
Good show, Brad. Good show, man.
Hey, I appreciate you. Appreciate you for coming in and being here for support. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Last but never forgotten, the Honorable Godfather. Let me get him in here.
Yeah, Brad, man, like I said, damn good show. Seems like every time we get started, it pumps on up, though. That's a good thing. You know, you had a lot of good topics, a lot of good stuff we're seeing out there. If a lot of guys pay attention there. And props out to everybody that's participating in racing, and hope everybody be safe, man. Good show, Brad, man.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you for being here for me. Thank you. And we'll get back with you next week. With that being said, we're going to go and move to the inspirational vitamin that's at hand. Getting up out of here. Getting ready to get up out of here. The inspirational vitamin that's going to get us through the next week. These are written down things that I experienced throughout, and I write them down, and here they are. Let me get my music on. It goes as follows. God works the night shift, not you. Don't spend another sleepless night trying to figure out your issues. Trust that God is working it out. There isn't a problem that God can't fix. Thank y'all for listening in. This is the brand.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.